This is Build a Big Podcast. I'm David Hooper. Over the weekend, got the dog, got the wife, headed to the park. My dog, he's got this thing. It's a long lead. And we put him in a harness. And this thing's probably, 30, 40 feet. Tie it to a tree. He can run around wherever he is. We don't have to worry about him getting loose. If you've been with me for a long time, you know that my dog has gotten loose in the past. It's scary as hell. Not taking any chances. A long lead solves that. So we're at the park, having a great time. It's nice weather. It's nice to get away from all this electronics that I've got everywhere around me. The podcast studio, the phone, all of that. I'm just reconnecting with my wife, hanging out with the dog. In Nashville, 2010, we had a huge flood. This park is built upon what used to be houses. It was a flood area. Apparently, they didn't know before 2010, but they figured it out real quick when it flooded with about 8 feet of water. Couldn't build houses there again, so they made it a park. But there are not a lot of people that are there because it's in the middle of a residential neighborhood. Not a lot of people know about it. We're minding our own business, getting away from electronics, reconnecting with each other in a different kind of way than we normally do when everything is so crazy around us. This kid walks over. She's there, I guess with somebody. We didn't see her with anybody else. I knew why she was there. I said, "You want to say hey to the dog?" She said, "Yeah, can I pet your dog?" Okay. So I introduce her to the dog. The dog's name is Parker. This kid, she's 4 years old. Man, she's aggressive. I don't know if she's ever seen a dog. She is up in this dog's face. She's rubbing him hard. She's pulling his gums up where she can see his teeth. And my dog is a little bit freaked out. Now, this is a great dog. I walk him 4 times a day. Super acclimated. Part German Shepherd, part Labrador. Very cool. And he's putting up with it. And I tell her, go easy on the dog. Here's how he likes to be scratched. Scratch his belly. Scratch behind the ears. Don't pull his ears. She's like, "I'm going to pull his ears." No, don't pull his ears. She started messing with his tail. No. Don't pull his tail. That's not a good idea. She's 4 years old. I figure maybe she hasn't seen a dog. So I keep repeating the message because she's obviously not getting it. She's so excited to see this dog. Don't pull on his ears. Don't touch his tail. And the dog's a little bit agitated. And I'm looking around and there are no adults around. So I've got this kid here and I'm trying to be a good ambassador for dogs. I don't want the kid to be scared of dogs. So I keep repeating the message. Told her 4 or 5 times, don't do this, do this. Don't do this, do it like this. And I bring this up because I think it's important for podcasters that your audience is a lot like this 4-year-old girl. Maybe not aggressive, but they don't always get it. I talked in the last episode about having a clear message. And not only do you need to be very clear in your message, sometimes you're going to have to repeat that message. A lot, because people are busy, and the way people are consuming your podcast, they're in the car, they're at the gym, they're consuming you passively while their focus is on something else. Maybe they're making dinner, they're reading what ingredients go in the recipe for that night. You've got to repeat your message again and again and again, because people are busy and they're distracted. And sometimes you have to repeat a message in a different way because they don't understand the way that you said it the first time. Way too often we get caught up thinking that, oh, I've already said something. I've already let them know about that. I'm going through that right now. I've got a brand new book. It was released last month. It's called Big Podcast. If you're curious about it, go to bigpodcast.com/book. There's more information there. I've mentioned it here, but I haven't mentioned it on this episode. And maybe you're new to this podcast, so you don't know that I've got a brand new book. Or maybe you've been busy. You've been cooking dinner, driving, at the gym, while you've heard me mention it other times. Maybe you just haven't gotten around to it. I've been thinking about this book for almost 5 years. It took me 4.5 years to write. I've been promoting it since it's been out. So I'm thinking, surely everybody knows about this book. They do not. And just like not everybody knows about my new book, not everybody knows about your message. And of those who do, not everybody's clear on your message. So you've got to say it again and again and again. And each time in different ways. Here's a message you might have heard me say. If you want more tips, tricks, strategies on how to grow your podcast audience, you want to subscribe to Build a Big Podcast. I'm here all the time. The way to do it, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. I've got three ways for you to do it. I've got an Android button. I've got an iPhone button. I've got an old school RSS feed. So no matter how you get your podcast, I'm going to deliver it to you. Each and every time I deliver an episode, it comes to you free. Bigpodcast.com/subscribe is how to do that. I've got new updates coming. Be the first to hear about these. One of these things that I'm working on, an automated air check. If you want to know how your podcast stacks up to all the other podcasts out there, how you can get more listeners, how you can be more engaging with your audience, how you can deliver your message in a clearer way, you are going to want this. It is free. And to make sure you're first in line, go to bigpodcast.com, sign up for the list. I will let you know as soon as it is available, and it is coming soon. So go to bigpodcast.com, subscribe while you're there, and I will see you on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast.